wire to wire for the Titans. Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans are riding high.
That was an ass-kicking yesterday by the Tennessee Titans. Stillman & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving. We are streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube thanks to the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Reaction Monday, powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. And Focus, if you're looking at the stream, I've got my nice can of Focus right here. The sparkling water with a spark. Definitely going to need the energy today after that big win yesterday. So I will be drinking my Focus today. But how about them Titans yesterday with a beatdown of Kansas City? Not a win. A ball win, a couple turnovers early. Titans capitalized, blew them out the way.
Butt whooping.
I mean a beatdown. There's no way around it. I went into that stadium yesterday, and I thought for sure that there's no way the sports gods would be nice enough to me, and I am a selfish person at times, though I can be very philanthropic, that the sports gods would be nice enough to me to give me the Monday night win, the Braves going to the World Series, and the Titans beating the Chiefs. I just knew it. I have had my heart broken too many times in my life, and I watched the first drive, Titans go down the field, they score. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know, Kansas City's defense kind of stinks. We knew that going in. Maybe they're as advertised in terms of how bad they are. Then Kansas City starts to move the ball. Bud Dupree gets a strip sack. And I'm like, whoa now. They're getting pressure on Mahomes. He's not completing every pass for 43-yard gains. What's going on here, people? Titans go down the field, score another touchdown, 14-0. I'm like, okay. You know, 14-0. But we all know this team, they can make a lead evaporate overnight. They can make it go away. In 5 seconds, that lead can be gone. I saw it in the AFC title game. And they just kept moving down the field. Here comes punter. Interception. Great play by David Long Jr. Great play by Rashawn Evans. Defense holding tough. Then there's another score and kicking field goal. I'm like, I don't know about kicking field goals against this team. All of a sudden, it's 17-0. And I'm like, if this thing gets to 24-0, this game's over. Like, their defense is not good enough. And I think that's when it started to set in that, no, this was going to be what we saw yesterday. And Kansas City got the ball right before the end of the half. And I'm like, okay, I want to say it was 17-0 at the time. Kansas City gets the ball. And I'm like, Kansas City gets back in this game. If they score, halftime, score, now we got a ball game. But Kansas City didn't do that. They gave the ball back to the Titans. And then the Titans scored. And I was like, this puppy's over. This baby is over. And they just kicked Kansas City square in the rear end. And I'm not going to be one of these people. Now, today we will discuss the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs, as we talked about on Friday on this show, and we said, are the Chiefs good? And it was almost like one of these kind of wild radio topics that we're having about whether or not Kansas City's any good. Like, of course Kansas City's good. But now I kind of lean more so on the side of Kansas City may not be very good. What I was worried about was the offensive line chemistry between Mahomes and the line. I thought was bad chemistry. I just think that line's bad. And I think it's ruined Mahomes. But that defense is horrible. But I'm not going to be somebody today that sits there and says, well, you know, the Chiefs aren't very good and we shouldn't take a lot. Hell no, you're not going to hear that out of my mouth today. No, sir. Because going into yesterday, everybody thought the Chiefs were the Chiefs. And so Kansas City walked into that stadium thinking that they were good too. So you went in there knowing who you were playing. They went in there thinking that they, you know, that they were still the Chiefs, the two-time defending AFC champions, and you smoked them. And all things considered, I thought this was the most dominant Titans win where you could leave this game feeling good, not just about the game, but about your team. I thought this was the most dominant Titans win against a quality opponent, like truly dominant, where it wasn't a couple of turnovers here and a missed field goal there and a freak catch here, where you just went out and you crushed that team. The Titans played a game in 2003. I want to say it was in October of 2003. When they played the Carolina Panthers. Now, the Carolina Panthers that year ended up in the Super Bowl. But at this time, the Panthers were like 7-0. And the Titans went on the road to Carolina and embarrassed them. And that was a game I remember as an eighth grader thinking, this Titan team is for real. This team is good. Well, the Titans played the Chiefs yesterday and dominated them. Smoked them. All three facets of the game. Maybe not special teams, but who cares? Smoked them yesterday. And I'm sitting here today telling you all, you can feel however you want about the Tennessee Titans. Because I've now watched enough football this year. And I've seen the guys who are top contenders. And I've seen the Dallas Cowboys play. And I've seen the Green Bay Packers play. And I've seen the Bengals play. And I've seen the Ravens play. And I've seen the Bills play. And I've seen all these teams play. And I know this. When you're on, you can play with any one of them. The key word, win. When you are on, you can play with any one of them. Now, yesterday I got a little nervous listening to the Titans after the game was over talk about, oh, you know, we know that the Lombardi Trophy isn't handed out today, and we know that we didn't, because it almost feels like that kind of fake talk. Like that, hey, we got to talk up the other opponent. We got to talk about how good this other team is, even though we know they're not very good. Like, that was how it kind of felt fake to me, that the players were trying to say, hey, they don't hand out Super Bowl trophies in October. It's like they were trying to mask their excitement for how well they played. But as you, the fans, I think you should be excited. I think you should look at your football team and the week that they had, and I think you should be excited. I can't tell you how many tweets I got yesterday in which people said, how are you going to crap on our team today, Jared? How are you going to? I got nothing. There are things about the team I don't love. There are things about the game that I think that I had issue with at the time. But as far as how do you feel about the Tennessee Titans right now, you ran the ball well against the Chiefs. You threw the ball incredibly well outside of that one weekly Ryan Tannehill pocket panic interception, which did happen again on Sunday. Tannehill threw the ball incredibly well. Your receivers played pretty well. AJ played great. But I'm going to tell you what I loved about yesterday's game. The defensive line. Because Bud Dupree got to Mahomes early, strip sack. Harold Landry early, Chiefs are driving. He's held because you got to hold him. Bring it back. I thought that, I loved the defensive line yesterday. I thought they were nasty with the Chiefs. And the Chiefs have offensive line issues. But that's what you do to a team. That's what you do to a team. When they've got a little bit of an offensive line issue, you pounce on it if you've got a good defensive line. And I thought Simmons was great yesterday. I thought Autry was awesome yesterday. I thought Landry was awesome and has been awesome all season. I thought Dupree was great. I thought David Long Jr., for about the fifth week in a row, had a great game. You know, just all around. He's good in coverage. He gets to the football. He draws penalties. I love watching David Long Jr. play football. So as much as we can look at this game and say, well, and this is what like TV and fans and things like this want to do, is you want to watch the game and say, we beat the Bills. We beat the Chiefs. We can beat anybody. And I think there is something to that, that you can play with the best teams in the league. Everybody knows you can also lose to the worst teams in the league because they did so a month ago. But I look at kind of these matchups. Kansas City's defense wasn't very good going in. We knew that. They were the 27th best rush defense in the league. And they sold out to stop Derrick Henry. That no matter what they were going to do, they were not going to let Derrick Henry take over the football game. And unlike the Jets game, where A.J. Brown didn't play, and unlike maybe some other games in the past, the AFC title game, the Ravens playoff game, when that Derrick Henry option is not effective as we are used to Derrick Henry being, sometimes there is a level of maybe staleness on offense. And what did the Titans do? Fine. Man our guys up. Deep ball to AJ. Bang. Deep ball to AJ. Bang. Touchdown. That's how you're going to beat these teams. Because everybody's going to come up with a game plan, and that game plan is going to be do not let 22 take over the game. And if you don't have the receivers playing well enough, and you don't have Michael Pruitt wide open in the middle of the field, then everybody's going to bring 11 guys down to the box. Floyd used to always say, no matter what you do, I can always stop the run because I can always bring one more than you can block. And I don't know if you all saw this on Football Night in America last night, but Tony Dungy said, they were going to load that box. They were going to load the line of scrimmage. And Tennessee went and took advantage of it on the outside. And so I thought Todd Downing's game plan was excellent yesterday. And so I think that you've got to give the coaches credit. I think you've got to give the players credit. And I think we can be excited about the Tennessee Titans today. And you should be excited about the Tennessee Titans today. Now, Indianapolis is next week. And I think if you win that game, the division's probably over, and we will spend a lot of this week on the Indianapolis Colts game. But it's not look forward Monday. It's not worry about next week Monday. It's not are the Titans going to win the division Monday? It is reaction Monday. And the game we are reacting to yesterday was one of the best Titans games I can remember. One of the best ones I can remember in 20 years. Given the opponent, given what was on the line, given the emotional high you were coming off of Monday, given what is in front of you this season, given what your goals for your team are this year, I thought it was one of the most impressive wins. And I thought Tannehill played great. I thought Henry played great. I thought A.J. Brown played great. I thought Bobby Hart, who came into the game, who I've never heard of when Kendall Lamb got hurt and had to play left tackle, played great. And I thought the defensive line played great. And I thought David Long Jr. played great. And I thought Kern punted the ball really, really well. And Randy Bullock made his kicks. Were there a couple things I didn't like about yesterday's game? Sure. There's always going to be something that you don't like. But the one thing I'll say about the Titans, and this is going to be, no matter what happens to Kansas City the rest of the season, this is going to be how I feel about this team. Everything they do or don't do should be compared to the standard that they set for themselves yesterday. Because that was good football. That was dominant football. Even though they weren't as aggressive in the second half, which I'm okay with, they stayed on the gas. And I thought that they were fantastic yesterday. So the one thing I'll say is, I mean, I don't want to talk Super Bowl today because the Super Bowl is so far away. But who are the best teams in the AFC? Because you're right there with them. Who are the best teams in the NFL? Because you're right there with them. And I just think that yesterday was a statement. I think it was a statement on both sides. It was a statement from you saying that you belonged, and it was a statement to them and for them to the rest of the league that they ain't the Chiefs anymore. And I couldn't be more thrilled about the way the Titans played. You could never have predicted that. That was the best game they've played in a long time. Let's get your reaction. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Calls and texts, we will get to them. We'll get Caroline's reaction to yesterday. We'll get Ian's reaction to yesterday. And we'll give out our game balls. And I got three good ones. We'll do that coming up next. Stillman & Company Reaction Monday is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. And my friends at Focus. That's right. The sparkling water with a spark. Stillman & Company. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
First and goal for Tennessee. Direct snap. Henry. He's going to pass it. Touchdown. Michael Pruitt. And the king reigns supreme through the air.
You get a little excited when you get the opportunity to throw a pass like you did down there on the goal line?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely cool. Definitely happy that, you know, we were able to execute it and get in the end zone. Pruitt made a good catch, and, you know, I was happy I was able to get it over the top so he can catch it and, you know, touchdown.
When I saw Derrick Henry take that direct snap and then kind of take a step back, I thought, uh-oh, he's going to throw this baby. And there was Pruitt. The ball was there. unbelievable way to get started. Titans just dominate the Chiefs. 615-737-1025. Reaction Monday, powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. And Focus, the sparkling water with a spark drink. Focus, Focus.com. Yeah, three game balls to give away. Offense, defense, special teams. Offense, A.J. Brown. And I couldn't give it to Derrick Henry again, though. Like, Derrick had a really good day. Like, I hope people understand, like, the 80-plus yards. I mean, it's not 150 like we're used to from Derrick, but, like, Derrick had a really... They went out of their way to keep Derrick under 100, and Derrick threw a pass for a touchdown. But I'm going with A.J. Brown. And I think it's because the reality here for the Titans is when you get into the playoffs and you play the good teams, you're going to have both Derrick and A.J. You can't do it without... The idea that Julio is going to be like an equal third piece to this puzzle, I just don't think is a reality. I just don't think at this point we should consider it a possibility. To me, there's two superstars. Two guys on your team made the Pro Bowl last year, Derrick and A.J. And when you needed them in the Bills game, it was Derrick and A.J. And when you needed them in the start of the Chiefs game, it was Derrick and A.J. Everybody else, they're all role players. Those are the stars. And I thought A.J. Brown played like a star last night. Game ball for A.J. Brown. Defensively, I keep giving the game ball to Harold. I can give Harold one. I keep giving it to David Long Jr. And I'm giving it to David Long Jr. again.
I think he deserves it.
He's awesome. I mean, he's everything you wanted Rashawn Evans to be. That for 4 years he's never been, David Long Jr. is. He gets penalties. He is a great tackler. He's great against the run. He's always in the backfield. He can rush the passer. And yesterday, now I thought he maybe got a little away with a little bit of interference, but they weren't calling that much yesterday. And then with the way the uncanny instinct ability to turn away and knock the ball in the air. Now, Evans made a great play to catch it. That was an incredible play by David Long Jr. And he was all over the place once again. Honorable mention, though, to Danico Autry.
Yeah.
Because he was great. Now, I don't know if you listened to the pregame show, but my picks to click on defense. David Long Jr. and Danico Autry. So I'm just saying.
Well, snaps for you. Congrats. But I do have to say, did you see him kind of taunting Travis Kelce yesterday?
David Long Jr.?
Yeah.
I did not.
Oh, it was awesome. So David Long Jr. kind of broke up a pass that was intended for Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce, like, threw his arms up to the refs, like, what are you going to call that? And David Long Jr. was right behind him, like, mimicking him with the same kind of arm movements. And it was a subtle little catch, but I saw a video of it on Twitter, and I thought it was hilarious. So
don't be doing that, because you start doing that, then all of a sudden, I'm about to take the game ball away when you get called 15 yards for taunting. So,
well, it wasn't called for taunting.
There you
so
go.
So we can't take away the game ball, but we can... Thank him for the quality Twitter content.
Special teams, easy. Kern puts two balls inside, you know, the five or whatever it was. Your reaction to yesterday's win. And I do want to start the show with this, and we'll get to your phones. I see them. I do want to start with this question, which is, how can the Titans not be considered contenders after the week that they had? The Bills win and the Chiefs win. Your thoughts on the game yesterday.
And it is also wild to think that those two wins happened in the same week.
Yeah.
Monday night and then Sunday. But I think one of my biggest takeaways was that you mentioned that Derrick Henry had a big game, but it wasn't like a classic Derrick Henry breakout game. It wasn't 150 yards and three touchdowns. He had 80-something yards, no touchdowns, threw a touchdown pass, which I mean, I think Derrick Henry heard that, hey, NFL MVP is a quarterback award. And he said, sure, okay, I can play quarterback. But I think that this game yesterday showed that the Titans can win the big games, even if Derrick Henry doesn't have a classic Derrick Henry breakout, just monstrous game. Because Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown were able to win this game and were able to lead this offense. And Derrick Henry didn't need to rush for 150, 200 yards and three touchdowns. So I think that's what showed me. I think that gave me a little bit of solace moving forward to know that the Titans can get it done in the passing game as well as on the ground. And this was the best defensive game I've seen the Titans play in a long time. All season. This was the best defensive game that I've seen. And it wasn't just one guy. It wasn't just Harold Landry. It wasn't just Rashawn Evans. It wasn't just David Long Jr. They were constantly pressuring the quarterback. They were, you know, a nuisance in the backfield to Travis Kelce and to Tyreek Hill. They were just constantly breaking up passes, constantly pressuring the quarterback. And I know a lot of that is because the Kansas City Chiefs have a below average at best offensive line.
Oh, their offensive line's terrible.
But it was a great outing for the Tennessee Titans defense. Those were my two biggest takeaways, was that Derrick Henry doesn't necessarily need to run for 150 to be able to win a big game. And this defense is finally showing out to be a defense that could be considered a top 15 defense in the league.
I think the big play that sparked the defense was Bud Dupree rushing around the edge, strip sacking Mahomes. That's why he's here.
That got the defense going, and it rattled Patrick Mahomes.
And I think it kind of, I think everybody kind of fed up.
It set the tone.
I think that what we saw defensively from the Titans was exactly what happened to them on offense against the Jets, which was once you get that confidence early that your defensive line can dominate their offensive line, now there's blood in the water. And I felt like after that Bud Dupree strip sack, that that blood in the water was real and that the Titans were coming after Kansas City. It was the most aggressive defensive game I've seen them play. I've heard a lot of people talking about the defensive backs and saying, hey, how about these defensive backs? I'm not going to do what I did the other day where I was like, look, I'm not giving credit to people that don't deserve it. But there were plays where I saw like Tyreek Hill running wide open across the middle of the field and I was just waiting. From, you know, because I sit, you know, I sit in 214, so you're above kind of like where you're nowhere near field level. You're also not at the very, very top, so you can still see who the players are, and you can see kind of the play develop. And I'm watching Tyreek Hill run wide open, and then I turn my head to go look at the quarterback, and he's not, I'm expecting him to be standing there and delivering the ball right to Tyreek to go run with it, and he's like trying to play Allen Iverson back there in the pocket, like crossover, dribble, step back, shoot. And I'm like, he has no idea what's going on. His head is not down the field. His head is staring at the rush. And that's exactly what happened to you against the Jets. So this is what it's like to be on the other side of it. Now, the difference is you still scored 20-something points against the Jets. They scored 3 against you. And I didn't even think they should have scored the 3. Because the 3 they scored, Andy Reid's down 27 in the third quarter. And he is kicking a field goal. What? Like, so to me, I don't even care you gave up the 3. We're to your phones next. Reaction Monday. Titans Monday. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. We are calls, then we are texts, but we will get to your reaction today. And the one thing I'll say, you as a fan can feel like your team is a contender today. You can feel that way because you should feel that way. Because right now, who can't you beat? Stillman and Company. Let me tell you about Invigorate Health. That's right, InvigorateHealthTN.com. If you are feeling old, if you're feeling tired, or if you are feeling overweight, out of shape, and you just don't know what to do to feel the way you used to feel, you need to talk to my friends at Invigorate Health. Invigorate Health is online once again at InvigorateHealthTN.com. It's interesting. They got a lot of different options. So whether you can't get that fat off your, whether it's your belly or your backside or your hips or whatever, you can use the M-Sculpt Neo that they've got. You need IV therapy. They've got it. You need hormone replacement like testosterone or something like that. They've got it. But they've also got this new thing for people that are really struggling to lose weight. It's called Sigmaglutide. It's a new shot. It is FDA approved. Doctors have been using it for years, but now it's been approved for weight loss. And I was actually reading Men's Health magazine this week. That's right, the new edition. And it was talking about Sigmaglutide. And for a lot of people that are losing weight off of Sigmaglutide, again, it's safe. It's FDA approved. And I was reading in Men's Health magazine this week that they said, quote, and this is from Men's Health advisor and obesity medicine expert Fatima Cody Stanford, MD. This degree of weight loss can have major impact on type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, arthritis, and obstructive sleep apnea, just to name a few. The drug may also help in lessen the blame the patient stigma around obesity, says Yoni Friedhoff, MD, medical director of the someplace in Ontario. People don't choose to have obesity any more than they choose to have high blood pressure. With the latter, though, no one blinks about medications that help lower it. And hopefully there will be a future where the same might be said with obesity. And they've got it. Sigmaglutide, again, that's one of their big new things over at Invigorate Health. InvigorateHealthTN.com. My guys, tell them Jared Stillman sent you. That's Invigorate Health.
Down against the nickel here on 3rd and 7. Mahomes in trouble. Mahomes hit from behind, loses the football. Bud Dupree gets to the quarterback. Kansas City recovers it.
At the end of this game, Mike, did you start, even in practice, start to see from Dupree signs that, you know, maybe a game like this was coming from him?
I didn't practice Friday, so was limited throughout the week, so didn't see much in practice. Just hoped that he was going to be available for the game.
There you go. That was Vrabel talking about Bud Dupree and saying nothing. I listened to Vrabel's press conference both yesterday and today, and I promised phones, and phones will get to him. But, like, in all seriousness, why even have a press conference if you're going to act like that? Like, if everything's just going to be, like, so terse and this is so beneath me, and Mike can say whatever he wants. Like, I remember one time someone called his coach's show, and they said, yeah, coach, I know you'd rather be doing something else. And he said, like, no, what makes you say that? I mean, I'm glad to be here doing the show and whatever. And I'm like, all right, well, if you're going to act like that, then act like that. So if you're going to have to do it, just do it. And I am starting to get a little frustrated with Mike. I understand when you lose a game, and I don't excuse bad behavior when you lose a game, but I understand, like, not wanting to do it.
The frustration.
But when you win a game and you have to be such an ass about everything, like, hey, did you expect Bud Dupree was going to come around? Bud didn't practice Friday, so Bud was able to play today, so that was good. And, like, ultimately, I do think that how you act in both defeat and success is important. So I would just like to get that out, that it'd be nice if Mike would pretend to give a care when he is doing those press conferences, or else he's going to look like a bad dude. And he's not a bad dude. So I just leave it at that. Phones, as promised, 615-737-1025. Phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Herb is going to kick us off today. And Herb, go ahead. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead, Herb.
Hey, Jared. Hey, listen, I bet you when it was 14-0 early in the game, you were wondering just like I was, well, how quick can Patrick Mahomes erase that lead? And, of course, good defenses was a lot of the reason they didn't. But there's another very important reason, and that is the time of possession. In the first three quarters of the game, the time of possession was like 2-1 or 3-1. And, you know, Derrick Henry, forget about the 86 yards. Derrick Henry had like 8 first down runs, which helped that time of possession, of course, even by catching the ball and getting a first down. When he came off the field after that very last run where he lost 4 yards, he was really angry. You know, if you saw his face or not. But so I think even Derrick Henry underestimates the contribution that he made to winning that game in that sense.
So I appreciate your call, Herb. Time of possession was something that I was monitoring very closely. It also happens to be on the scoreboard all the time, which I'm actually thankful for. But I kept noticing those numbers. And I think at one point, I remember saying, like, the Chiefs are on pace to have the ball for 13 minutes today. Like,
that is
on
insane.
Pace at one point in the, like, the second quarter. I'm like, they are on pace to hold the ball for 13 minutes.
Well, every time they had the ball, they turned it over.
I mean, they just gave it right. They just three and out, gave it right to the Titans. I mean, I'm looking at the drives. Punt, punt, interception, fumble, end of half. Then they kicked a field goal. They had the ball for 4 minutes. 4 minutes, and they kicked a field goal. They missed a field goal. Turnover on downs, fumble. I mean, that's, and the Titans were so effective. Listen to these drive times for the Titans. 4:10 to start the game. Then they went 5:34, 6:39, 5:08. Then right before the half, they kicked the field goal, so that was a minute 45. Then the interception in which, oh my goodness, Tannehill, what was he doing? What was he doing? That was the one thing people were like, what are you going to complain about today? Tannehill's interception drives me crazy because it speaks to the larger issue that he craps his pants inside the pocket.
He gets so spooked whenever he gets any kind of pressure because you could see Kansas City defender coming up right behind him. You could tell
him.
He looked behind him and he threw the ball right into traffic.
They blitzed him and he threw it right to the Chiefs.
He gets the yips whenever he has any sort of pressure.
And I hate to sound like, you know, again, I know that this is Reaction Monday powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling and Focus. And it's not, you know, looking at the Colts, but you throw that ball into the arms of Bobby Okereke or into the arms of Darius Leonard, and it's going to totally change the game. Just look at last night's Colts game and how San Francisco just gave them the football game yesterday. But on that Tannehill drive, 7:21, then they punted, and then they held the ball for 4 minutes and they punted. I mean, every drive was at least 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Like, that is, You want to win a game like the way that they talk about winning games, by running the football. Controlling the clock is a big part of that. And these drives are sustainable. And the other thing about these sustainable drives are it keeps your defense off the field. So Bud Dupree and Harold Landry can rest up more on the sidelines, and that's when they can come out and really get after the quarterback. If they have to play 36 minutes, by the time you're in the fourth quarter and you need a big play out of Harold Landry or a big play out of Danico Autry or a big play out of those big boys up front, then you're not going to be able to get it because they've been out there all day. So I am with the caller. I think time of possession was a huge factor in yesterday's game, and I thought the Titans absolutely played the kind of game they want to play. This is how the Titans should want to win games. Because forget about the guys in the back end of the secondary. And I know when Fulton comes back, it'll be better, but you got Byard and Jackrabbit Jenkins and a bunch of practice squad guys. Like, that's what's out there. Maben and Chris Jackson and Dane Cruikshank, and, you know, it's all young guys and practice squad guys. And that's all it's going to be this year. Even when Fulton comes back, he'll be out there, but ultimately there will still be a practice squad or a young guy out there that a team could take advantage of. So the big boys got to get home up front. No matter who you play, those four guys, first round pick in Jeffrey Simmons, high money free agent in Bud Dupree, second round pick in Harold Landry, high money free agent Danico Autry, they got to get home. That's how you want to win on defense. And then your linebackers, Jayon Brown when he gets healthy, Rashawn Evans played a pretty decent game yesterday, and then obviously David Long Jr., who's the best of the three. Those guys kind of roam the field and do whatever they want, same with Byard. That's how you're going to win on defense. How are you going to win on offense? Long, sustainable drives where you don't turn over the football. And if a team makes the choice, now a lot of defenses you're going to play are going to be better than this Kansas City defense. But if a defense makes the choice, hey, we're not letting Derek beat us, end of story, then you got to make A.J. Brown make them pay. A.J. Brown made the Bills pay. A.J. Brown made the Chiefs pay. And that's what you have to do. And that's the formula. That is the formula for how this team is going to win games. All the other guys, Julio Jones, Michael Pruitt, Josh Reynolds, and Chester Rogers when he's healthy, and Marcus Johnson, they're just complimentary pieces. It drives me nuts that you're paying $15 million in a second-round pick for a complimentary piece, but that's what he is right now. They're just complimentary pieces, and they're going to catch their passes, and they're going to need to be open, and you're going to need to throw touchdowns to them. But it's give the ball to Derek, and it's throw the ball to AJ. And that's the key on offense. And I thought yesterday that the way that you want to play is how you played yesterday. Every game. I would love to go into Indianapolis on Sunday, turn around and hand the ball off to Derek Henry. And if Matt Eberflus, who plays his own and doesn't like doing this, if he says, no, 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 we're bringing everybody down. We're bringing the safeties, we're bringing Leonard, we're bringing Okereke, we're bringing them down to the line of scrimmage, then fine, A.J. Brown, go kill the Colts for the second time in as many years. Like, that's how you win. And I think that yesterday was a prime example. I mean, the last two games have been a prime example of how you do that. And I will say this, as much, because I don't believe in excuse making, as much as I did not allow us to sit back there after the Jets loss and say, well, if they had A.J. and Julio, it might have been different, because I don't think you should lose to the Jets even if A.J. and Julio aren't out there. I think it's pretty obvious if you have A.J. Brown out there, you're probably not going to get sacked seven times, and you're probably going to beat the Jets. I think A.J.'s played great the last 2 weeks. 615-737-1025, what do you have on the text line?
Coy in Clarksville texts in and says, do you believe the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator have finally figured things out? Because over the last 6 days, we look like a championship caliber team. Or do you believe that we just got lucky?
I don't think that they got lucky.
I think it's incredibly difficult to get that lucky in the NFL.
So I go back to a game last year where the Titans beat the pants off Buffalo. And it was the COVID game, and they hadn't practiced, and they hadn't done anything, and whatever. So they hadn't done any of that. And they get out there, and they somehow just absolutely spanked Buffalo. Buffalo turned it over three times. Tannehill was efficient in the red zone. And I remember before that game, Floyd said, hey, if the Titans, you know, really beat the Bills, then we can start talking. Because the Titans were undefeated at the time. And he said, if they can just really hammer the Bills, then we can start talking about being an elite team. And so the next day, I was like, GM, you said we could talk about it. And he was like, right, but the way they won, you know, it was so weird and kooky and clunky. And there was no kooky and clunky yesterday. That was an ass-kicking. I mean, that was, Ian, that Bills game last year, if you played the Bills 10 times, you blew them out once, how many times would you blow that Bills team out last year?
Yeah, that one did feel a little bit more circumstantial as far as, I mean, this game, Titans got the ball, drove down in the best opening drive we can remember probably in a good minute. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it just started out from the start, you know, like they were ready for business as opposed to the Buffalo game where it looks like Buffalo kind of gave you a few mistakes to take advantage of.
I would argue that what he was looking for out of that Buffalo game, and then we can start talking, is what they did yesterday. If the Titans played the Chiefs 10 times, how many times do you think the Titans would win?
If they played like that, 10.
I mean, I'm not going to say if they played like that. That's, but 8? 9? The Titans are very clearly better than the Chiefs. Now, how good are the Chiefs? I don't know. But I don't work at Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. I work here. That's their problem, not mine. But, I mean, I think they are very clearly better than the Chiefs after yesterday's game. There was no fluke to that. Back to your phones next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. On a Reaction Monday. Reaction Monday is powered by my friends at Spring Hill Heating and Cooling and our friends at Focus, the sparkling water with a spark. And again, you can find more about Focus. In fact, let me show you Focus right here. You can find more about Focus there at your local Publix and Drink Focus, PHOCUS.com. Stillman & Company, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Two big wins in a row over some very good teams. I always get the sense maybe that Mike Vrabel tries to kind of tamp that down a little bit, like he doesn't want to get big heads or thinking too much of themselves. Is that accurate? Is that kind of what, you know, was that the message that he delivers a little bit to just, you know, let's not get carried away kind of thing?
Yeah, there's nothing to get carried away about. We're 7 games into a, you know, 17 regular game season. So, have a lot of football out in front of us. We just have to stay the course, enjoy the wins, keep building, grow as a team, and be able to put a good, you know, team effort out each and every week.
There you go. That's the Titans. They've spent all day yesterday after the game acting like beating the Chiefs wasn't a big deal. They spent all day. And I laugh at it. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't need you to tell me that there's more games left in the season. I don't need you to act like... Now, I know what they're doing. They're telling themselves this. They're not telling me this. They're not telling you this. They're not telling us this. They're telling themselves, like, hey, can't get too caught up in this win over Kansas City because God knows we've done that enough and then we lost to the Jets. Like, we all know that. But I just look at it like, just go to work. Like, just what you did last week, just do it this week. Just go to work. Like, that's... Michael would drop 50 in a game. And then Michael went back to doing what Michael had always done. Kobe did the same thing. Peyton Manning did the same thing. Brady does the same thing. Like, so you say, hey, we just want to enjoy the wins. But we haven't done anything yet. We haven't done anything. We can't celebrate this win too much. We haven't done anything. Just go to work. But enjoy the wins. And the fans should enjoy the wins. Join us in partnering with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night. Light the Night brings light to the darkness of cancer through hope, research, and support for patients and families. Nationals Light the Night will be virtual and take place on November 4th. Learn more at lightthenight.org/TN. Back to your phones we go. Caroline Fenton on the text line.
Grant in Clarksville texts in and says, did we see a clearer picture as to what Ryan Tannehill actually looks like now that he has his top two receivers playing?
Yes. But.
Okay.
Chiefs defense sucks. I mean,
it's not
like,
great.
We've got to, and I thought they played great yesterday. I mean, I thought they played great. They didn't play perfect. You know, this idea that everything was all rosy, I mean, that interception Tannehill threw was pretty, I mean, you in your 10th year or you in your 10th game, you know, when I see that kind of interception. And I've now seen it enough to know that this is a trend that's going to continue that I guess Arthur Smith found a way to get him to not do. But I think this is kind of what he is, which is he's going to spread the ball around to everybody. Mm-hmm. And He's good when he's got time and he's confident. He can hit the open guy.
He's good in play action.
But you got to have Derrick Henry. I mean, you got to have Derrick as the number one threat for Tannehill to be effective. And you got to have A.J. Brown. And, I mean, maybe Julio breaks out. Like yesterday, Julio made that catch and that nice little move and got that nice gain. And T.D. sent out a tweet like, I bet Jared's so mad right now. And I'm like, that's great, but like he still had less catches than Josh Reynolds yesterday.
But he also had two catches for two first downs. So I'm not going to act like he didn't have any contribution to this team.
But you're talking about, like, and I'm not going to act like Mykole Pruitt didn't have any contributions to this team either. He had an incredible catch over the middle.
Great touchdown pass.
And he had a touchdown
catch.
But I thought the catch in the middle of the field where Tannehill overshot Pruitt. And he jumped up and caught the football. I thought it was a great catch.
It was huge.
And so, but like, that's the bucket. Like, there's AJ and Henry, and then there's the bucket. And so you can put your hand in the bucket, and it can be Jeremy McNichols, okay? And put your hand back in the bucket. Chester Rogers, okay? And hand in the bucket. Julio Jones, okay? And I need Julio to be over here with AJ and Derek, and not in the bucket, because he's in the bucket right now.
Do you not think that Julio may also be on some sort of pitch count? That Vrabel looks at him and says, look, he's injured, he's older, makes him a little bit more fragile. We need him in the postseason. We'll throw him out there when we need him. We'll throw to him when he needs to be thrown to. But we are not going to put him out there for 133 yards.
Like, was he on a pitch count in the Seattle game?
I don't know. We won't know. Like, in the Seattle game? AJ Brown told us that he was on a pitch count.
In the Seattle game? He was over here. You know, he was with Derek in the Seattle game. And AJ would have been over there with him if he had caught the ball.
But that was also before he had nagging hamstring issues.
It's also after he had nagging hamstring
issues. That's true.
Like, that's the thing. Like, so, what, I mean, and I'm not here to crap on Julio. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying right now, the question was, you know, is this what Tannehill is? Mm-hmm. I think the answer is yes. And I think what your offense is it's led by two studs, AJ and Derek. And then everybody else plays a role. And now, I do think for the offense to be as good as everybody wants this offense to be, Tannehill and Julio Jones both have to consistently keep themselves from being role players. That they've got to be put it on my back players. Because I know right now, two games in a row, AJ has put it on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Derek has put it on his back for 3 years. Can these other guys, like, no one's expecting Marcus Johnson or Mykole Pruitt or any of the other ones. No one's expecting them to put it on their backs. But, like, if Julio becomes a put-it-on-the-back guy or Tannehill stops turning the ball over, now you've got the potential to truly be special this year. Now, like, where we look at the Chiefs defense and say, well, the Chiefs defense sucks, and it does. This is kind of the moment where it's like, I don't care who your defense is. I mean, this is what we're going to find out 2 weeks from now because Jalen Ramsey is going to be on A.J. Brown. So now Tannehill's going to be out there and this pooping his pants that he does whenever he gets pressured and throws an interception. Well, they've got Aaron Donald and they've got pass rushers. So now we're going to learn in 2 weeks. But by the way, if you beat the Colts, you win three in a row, and you beat the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Colts, I don't give a crap what you do against the Rams. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We'll get back to your reaction on a Reaction Monday. I have a big burning question after yesterday's game, and I asked multiple people about this yesterday as well, and I'm going to put Ian on the spot. Asking him about this next as well. Stillman & Company, Reaction Monday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game, Reaction Monday. Powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling and Focus Sparkling Water with a Spark. Caroline wants to tell you about BetUS.
I want to tell you about my favorite sports book. And of course, my favorite sports book is BetUS. Hockey is back. Baseball finally in the World Series. Congratulations to our Braves, Jared. So get in on the action and do it with BetUS. They have been America's favorite sportsbook for over 25 years. That's exactly why I endorse them. They have integrity. They have longevity. They have been around, so you know that with BetUS, when you win, you are going to get paid. Plus, they offer everything. They have live betting, golf, MMA, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy prop bets. You name it, they've got it. So call BetUS today, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Just just call 1-800-79-BET-US. That is 1-800-79-BET-US. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS, so if you join now, you mention the promo code GAME, G-A-M-E, you can get a sign-up bonus on your first deposit. Nobody beats BetUS. That's exactly why I bet there, and so should you. So go now to BetUS.com, join today, put in promo code GAME, G-A-M-E, for a sign-up bonus on your first deposit. That is BetUS.com.